McGraw-Hill Audio presents The Four Pillars of Investing, Lessons for Building a Winning Portfolio, by William J. Bernstein, read by Chris Ryan. Introduction. I didn't start out my professional life in finance. My original training was in the sciences, and later in medicine. Practicing physicians, among whom I still count myself, have a richly deserved reputation as miserable investors. The conventional explanations for this are that our practices are so demanding that we don't have the time to do it properly, or that we're too egotistical to take professional advice. In fact, neither is the case. Learning how to invest properly doesn't take an inordinate effort, and I don't find most of my colleagues overly egotistical. Medical practice is a profoundly humbling experience to anyone with a breath of intellectual honesty. The best doctors soon come to the conclusion that the more they see, the less they know. The same, not surprisingly, is true in finance. The real reason that physicians are rotten investors is that it never occurs to them that finance is a science, just like medicine. Day-to-day medical practice is profoundly scientific, informed by a vast amount of underlying research. Nowadays, almost no drug or surgical treatment is adopted without rigorous trials, comparing it to other accepted treatments or placebo. In short, most physicians would not commence a treatment for so much as a cold without a good deal of experimental and statistical evidence in back of it. The most important work is reported in prestigious, peer-reviewed periodicals, such as the New England Journal of Medicine and Lancet. The key term here is...